Listening Dog Media.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's one of England's most capped international players.
Seaman is the man here.
He's one of the world's most decorated goalkeepers.
And it was somehow kept out by Seaman. That is a fantastic save.
This is Seaman Says with David Seaman.
And Seaman, what a magnificent save.
Hear him. Like never before.
Hello and welcome to Seaman Says with me, David Seaman. Today's guest is a two-time Premier League winner. Welcome, Joleon Lescott.
Seaman's Legends of the Game.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Morning, Joleon.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, mate.
What have you been up to?
Like this morning, just went to the gym. But in general, just on a course and stuff like that. So
is that to do with the under-21s?
I'm doing a sporting directorship, which I started last year.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, it's a lot of studying, a lot of academic type stuff, which isn't easy for me. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I know what you mean.
It needs must.
Because when I started doing my badges, like, way back when it was the B license, you know, like the fast track one, and I couldn't believe all the paperwork and all the logins of sessions and stuff like that and weight programs and things. And I was thinking, oh my God, you know, this is worse than school.
Yeah. Especially when you've it's been 20 years or so since you've last done it. It's crazy. But I know people that make decisions need to see them things and more so need to see you spending time out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Really, as much as anything.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
What you made of City so far?
okay. I don't think they've been terrible. I just think the level's gone off again. I think the level's to what it was a couple of years ago, and it's not just Liverpool and City, is it? I think Chelsea are real, real contenders. I think if the way they've started, if you finish above them, you probably win the league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, they look good. But City, in regards to what they've done, like, I know there's loads of it on should they bought a striker. Yes, a Harry Kane or Ronaldo helps you, but they've still scored like over 20 goals in like 5 games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's still crazy.
Yeah. Like they need a striker. Yeah. And have you been taking on the under 21 role? Has that been something that you've really looked forward to?
Yeah, well, again, it came about like spontaneously. It was like I'd left City. I was working at Man City for the last like 3-4 seasons and left there in the summer, and then was just going to spend time, again, just studying and developing myself, and then got asked to be part of the 21 squad. And when I kind of analysed the time frames, it kind of worked, because with the TV stuff and the studying,
yeah,
it doesn't interfere with much in that sense. You know what I mean? So I could actually dedicate that time to that, and then the rest is kind of how I need to maneuver. But yeah, it's good, really good. Like the hardest part, honestly, was being away from home. The first couple of days, I forgot what that was like. Like just being in a hotel room on your own and stuff. I was like, oh, I don't know if this is for me. But nah, I like enjoyed it. Lads are great. I know the staff. I'd worked with them before. Obviously, know Lee and Ashley, and all the staff. To be fair, I was in a camp 2 years ago, so that helped. But they're all great. And what's key is that they all want to improve the players, which you don't normally get at every club.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's people have their own agendas, but that's not the case there. It's like our job is to improve this bunch of players, and everyone gets enjoyment from
that. Yeah, it's something that, like, not long after I'd retired, you know, I was looking towards getting into the goalkeeping coaching. That's where I started to do the UEFA B. And since then, you know, because it's not happened, and then like I didn't get offered like the right job. Seem to have like fallen out of love with the coaching side. But next week, I'm actually going to go to Arsenal and do a bit of mentoring with the young goalkeepers. So it's something that I'm looking forward to, and it gives you a sense of like satisfaction about giving something back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah, the mentoring is a big thing, especially now this current generation. We were probably the same when we were younger, but a lot of players believe they can play until they've actually played and know there's elements to it that you need to improve and stuff like that. So yeah, obviously they're going to learn from one of the greats. So yeah, all great. All good.
So I was looking on your bio and I saw that you started your career at Wolves. And with that accent, were you actually a Wolves fan?
No, Birmingham originally. So I'm from Birmingham, yeah. So I was a Villa fan growing up. And to be fair, the reason it was Wolves, I had the option to go to Wolves or Derby as like a YTS, old school YTS. But Derby would have meant I left home.
Yeah.
Like Deeks, and my mum wasn't having it. So Wolves was the... So I used to travel, like, it's a bit further travelling-wise, but that was the reason for that. And then obviously love Wolves, still look out for their results. My youngest son is actually a Wolves fan.
Is he?
So that's weird. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, always lived in Manchester, never not lived in Manchester. And then he's a Wolves fan. But he's a Wolves fan. The old one is a City fan.
Oh, okay.
But again, it's a genuine affiliation. He's only lived in Manchester. So I kind of give him a little pass for that. I said, as long as it's not Liverpool, you could, like, before I moved to City, he could have had United. I said, when I was at Everton, I said, you can support United. We live in Manchester. That's okay. Yeah. And then obviously when I go to City, it's like, no, there's no more United kind of thing.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Euros? Because I felt that, you know, the actual achievement was a little bit overshadowed. But I think now, the more that everything settles down, I think people are now realising that it was such a great achievement.
Yeah, I agree. I think what happened to the lads was obviously a disgrace, and it overshadowed a lot of what was achieved. You know what I mean? Like, getting to the finals is crazy.
I know, yeah.
It's like, and even though kind of got to the semis in the World Cup prior to that, it's, again, I think that kind of diluted the final a little bit. Like, we're expecting to get there now.
Yeah.
So what happens then with the next World Cup? But to get there, and it's, I don't know how you feel. I just feel the nation feels different about the national team now. I think we all want them to do well. I'm not sure that was the case.
Yeah.
With the previous squads, whether it was players not bonding the way this group looked like they're together, I think it didn't help that, like, before it was similar teams, so like Chelsea, Arsenal, United, they were the teams that filled the squads, and yeah. it was probably hard for Chelsea fans to root for Liverpool knowing you're going to be playing them, Liverpool players, or vice versa, when you could be matching them teams in Champions League finals and semi-finals, where now it's because the team selection is so diverse. I just think it helps the morale of the squad and also the support.
Yeah, because when I was there towards the end, obviously it was Man United, and it turned out like this in the dining room, where it was like all the Man United lads sat together, all the Arsenal lads sat together, and then it was like another table. And I know when Rio mentioned that it got a little bit like segregated later on, you know, and I didn't think that was harmful to the England squad, but from what Rio said, it sounded like it was a little bit like that. What did you ever get that feeling?
Well, I didn't get it at the start because I was Everton, so one, just grateful to be in the squad, but also them players probably never seen, well, and it weren't, Everton was never a real threat, you know what I mean, to what they were competing for. So I could go and mix with anyone. Yeah. So like when I first got into the squad, it was like me, Micah, who was at City, and City weren't City now. And actually Young was at Aston Villa. So we were kind of able to just freelance and just mingle with everyone. And as I said, no one really seen us as a threat. But then when I go to City, Ash goes to United, we were still close because we had the same group of friends, but you could see it being a little bit different, but it was understandable because, as I said, it wasn't like what it is now. Even the morale within and out the squad was segregated to that extent.
Yeah. But like you said, now when you watch the squad and you see them, you know, like off the field, you know, they just seem to be loving everything together. You know, they're having a laugh with each other and, you know, I'm so excited about going into Qatar because I feel that the squad's and the team is getting better. It's had the experience of the first World Cup semi-final. Now they set the final in the Euros, and I'm just so looking forward to the next World Cup. You know, with a lot of expectation, I suppose. But you know, it's just something that for me, it's just getting better and better. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm the same again. Like, there's a lot of belief there, but like, it's not hope now. I think before we hope to do well and wish we could do well, and it's like the romantic is coming home. But there's a general belief we can go to a tournament and win. And as I said, the variety of players, it's exciting. They all come from different styles and different mentalities. But again, social media helps. Like, I don't know what it was like for you, probably similar to mine. When I first got into England setups, whether it be young age groups, you only ever seen the players when you were on camp.
Yeah.
Like, you never really text each other to stay in contact. There was a couple I did, but with social media, you follow each other, you can see and track each other's momentum and lifestyle. So that helps. That is a massive help. But again, no, the optimism with like Qatar is huge. Excited. Again, we shouldn't not be going in there expecting to win as a player and as a fan group.
Yeah, you know, I felt that, you know, other than the fact that we came up against a really tough team in Italy in the final, you know, it was bad timing for us because they were on that incredible undefeated run and I think they're still on it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, especially when we scored first as well, and I was like, oh, just go for the second, but, you know, it didn't work out that way. And, Yeah, I just feel that the team is just getting so much more experience now, and yeah, really looking forward to it. So what I'm going to ask you now is, out of all your titles that you've won, what was your favourite?
Favourite is the FA Cup. Played in a few finals, but the FA Cup, because again, different now. Like growing up, that was what was seen on telly. Like everybody watched the FA Cup final, and I'd always played in that, regardless of who I was playing for. You play in the FA Cup, you don't always play in the Premier League and stuff like that. And people don't grow up dreaming of winning the Premier League. You grow up wanting to win the FA Cup. That was from my generation anyway. Yeah. So to do that, and it definitely propelled us on. Like the first Premier League title was huge. Like the way it was won was huge and stuff like that. But the year before, when we went on the FA Cup run, and the momentum that built us, gave us going into the next season was key.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that about the FA Cup, because I've always had a real love for the FA Cup, you know. And I remember as a kid, I was playing golf in Loch Lomond over the last couple of days, and we were chatting about it, and the lads were saying that, yeah, you know, the FA Cup, you know, they used to like be on the coach with the cameras, they'd be at the hotel, they'd even go into some players' rooms and things like that. And even like going way back, where they used to have an It's a Knockout competition the day of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
You know, and the love of that was always there for me. And it's great that you still love it. You know, it's a great day out, isn't it? You know, and especially when it finishes off with you winning the trophy and actually lifting the trophy, that is just so special.
Yeah, they're different. Like, again, played in one for Everton, we lost, and you kind of just try to enjoy being in FA Cup, because you don't know if you're going to be in another one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Regardless of who you play for. Like, what was crazy to me, I spoke to Rio and he said he'd never won the FA Cup.
Really?
I said, what? Like, yeah, he's like, he is, wow. Yeah, so he never won the FA Cup.
That shocked me, that.
Yeah, like, even to the extent he's never played in the Euros, the European Championships. He's only ever played in the World Cup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's crazy. So you can take things for granted slightly, but yeah, the FA Cup, like my boys were young, and they're on the bus with the trophy, and like, it's crazy. Yeah, it's like memories that you'll never forget.
I know. So like one of my favourite things to do was to, and I know it sounds a bit blasé about winning trophies and things, was to make sure that I drank champagne out of every trophy that we won.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like that one, man. I like that superstition.
It's a nice one to have, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you...
So how many was that then? So how many?
So I won the actual league, you know, when it was the first division.
Yeah.
Did that. And then obviously the Premier League. I've got 4 FA Cups, and then 1 League Cup, and then a European Cup. But it was, it was just something that we did.
Yeah.
It was, it was a superstition.
Continue that.
Yeah, no, but it was cool. Yeah. But so I'm going to ask you now, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to say, who is going to win the league? Because I know I'm asking you this question, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't even know myself yet.
Yeah, I'm not a betting man at all, but I wouldn't be able to bet on anyone. I feel confident, because it's so competitive. But the start of the season, I was saying City, but I'll slightly change now to Chelsea.
Yeah.
I just think they look the strongest, like, with what they're trying to do. Like, there's no style that they seem to be coming unstuck against. So I'd say Chelsea. Hopefully City beat them on the weekend, but it'll probably be the most nervous I've been for a City result.
Yeah, I watched,
especially with Thomas Tuchel. I think I think he's amazing. I think he's coming there, and he's all right. He's kind of like Arsene when he first come to the Premier League. Like, I want to listen when he's speaking, you know what I mean? And then just want to see how he views things and hear how he views things. So yeah, they're good to watch.
Yeah, I remember I was working with Sky the day of Arsenal-Chelsea, and they had an interview on there with him. And I was amazed at how brilliant he was in the interview, you know, and how friendly he came across, and, you know, and then all his attention to detail that he does. And I was like, wow, you know, and what you've just said, he reminded me of Arsene Wenger, you know, bringing all these like new ideas and fresh ideas. And I saw Chelsea against Arsenal, and Chelsea beat Arsenal at the Emirates, and they were a long way ahead of us. And I was thinking, yeah, they look really strong, and they just got Lukaku as well, and I know what you mean by, you know, if you had to put a fiver on it, you would go Chelsea.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. Well, are you up to anything else, or are you, apart from your studying?
No, just working, studying, family time. We've got a good balance at the minute, really enjoying life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you're the same. Like, when you get that balance right, it's like, I didn't think I would enjoy anything as much as playing, and I would miss it a lot more than I actually have.
Yeah.
I've missed it. Yeah, I would go back tomorrow and start again. Sometimes. Yeah. But again, there's a lot of things I do not to miss it. I know I'm never going to love something or one thing the same as that. So at the moment, I'm not ready to dedicate 90% of my time to doing one thing. Yeah. So yeah, that it's life's treating me well at the moment.
But I think that's so important that, you know, when I retired, I was ready to retire. And if I'm honest, okay, I haven't missed it at all. But I think the fact that you still stay in the game a little bit helps to cushion that blow. A lot of the lads, they struggle with that, but you know, I still feel that I got enough time to go fishing or to go and play my golf and, you know, that sort of thing, you know. Retirement's great, you know, but I think it's still important just to keep your face out there and stay in the game a little bit.
Because the game's offered and we've given the game so much, so it's nice to kind of give back a little bit. But yeah, totally get what you're saying. Like, at first it was hard, man. I wasn't ready to retire when I did. I wanted to do one more year because the previous year and a half wasn't great. So I just wanted to play with the freedom of just playing, just to play. But the options weren't great. So took the decision to retire. And what I didn't realize I missed was the routine.
Yeah.
I was so reliant on that routine of being told what to do, what time to be there, because literally that is what's happened since I was 5. You go to school, you're told what time to be there, leave school at 15, go and be an apprentice, and it's the same. And to not have that was hard. That was really hard. So I was understanding how people struggle when they retire a lot more from having them experiences of not having something I didn't know I was reliant on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there must be so many more elements to the game that players struggle with, but yeah, it's good at the moment.
And it's weird though, like what you just said about that routine, and you know, I've done a couple of shows like Dancing on Ice and stuff like that, and everybody used to comment that the sports people would always be there on time, yeah, and that's what we used to do. Yeah. In it, we'd be told what to do, and we would be there, whether it's a meeting or whatever. Yeah, we are there on time. We always used to do it. We were scared to be late, weren't we? To be fair.
That was it. But the timing is everything in our industry. Like, other industries can afford to be minute, second, whatever late. We can't. You miss a cross, it's a goal. If I miss a tackle, it's a goal. So the timing was everything.
Yeah.
It should be everything. So yeah, we just take that into every attribute of our life.
Brilliant. Well, Julian, it's been great having you on, mate. I'll let you get back to your study.
Thank you. Cheers.
Take good care, mate.
See you later.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for that, Julian. All our interviews are available to watch in full on our website. Head to seamansays.co.uk and see my chats with the likes of Gazza, Tony Adams, Jurgen Klinsmann, John Barnes and Lee Dixon. We're back later on this week, so see you then.
This is a Listening Dog Media production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.